Shin Zayin, Siftes Yud Yud Aleph. The first halacha is something which is actually very negeya l'chero, and that is that even though we say you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum, where it's nicker that what you're trying to do is something which is also b'malacha, for example, they had in those days, the Beis Hamikdash would be right outside of the tchum, and it was clear, right outside of the city, and it was clear that if you were spent the last 5 minutes of Shabbos there, that obviously you wanted to go to the Merchatz, which is something which is also in Shabbos, therefore it's Aser. But any time that it's not nicker what you're trying to do, that means it applies even if you're in the city. When you're in the city and you're checking out something, and it's not nicker what you're trying to do, then as long as you're not doing Shtarei Dietas or anything else like that, then it's not a problem. Even though your Kavana is maybe actually to be ready for Matzei Shabbos as soon as possible, but if it's not nicker, then it's not a problem. The Sif Yud is interesting halacha. Actually, it's not exactly clear why it's mutter. You're allowed to tell somebody Shmor li peris shebetchumcha, v'ani shmor peris shebetchumi. You, if my peris are outside of my tchum and his peris are outside of his tchum, so I'm allowed to watch his and he's allowed to watch mine. Make sure that no animals come and eat them up. And we don't reckon that to be serious, even though generally, like the Sharatian points out, that is considered serious. That if I tell you, you do something for me and I do something for you, nevertheless, Afagav Dwama Kamlan Shmurli Veshmalach Shemir Sachar, here it's Mutter. Sif Yud Aleph should be very Negev, but for some reason it's not very Negev. Sif Yud Aleph, the halacha is when you borrow something from somebody on Shabbos, then you should not say Halveni, rather you should say Hashileni. Why? Because Halveni is Mashma for a long time. And for a long time, the chashash is that the person is going to come to write it down. So don't say it in a way that might cause the person to come to write it down. Rather say Hashileni, which means for a short amount of time, and then we're not chashash that he's going to come to write it down. It says Machaber, if we're talking in English or something else where there's no difference between Hashileni, let me borrow it, Halveni, it's the same thing. Lend it, borrow, can I borrow? It's all the same Lashon. Then Memela, you should say Tenli, give it to me. And the same goes with paying back. You shouldn't pay back something which is also to borrow. Mr. Brewer says that this applies even to a sefer. Afilu melava svarim shudvar mitzvah gam kelim roi lashon halva. You should say, give me. If you come to somebody's house and you want to borrow a gemara, give me a ksubis, please.
That's what it is.
Can I use? But you can't say, can I borrow a gemara? Can I borrow a gemara according to this?
Even though now
it's not proper.
So Bekitzer, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Loi Nogu. Loi Nogu was it. Why Loi Nogu? Loi Nogu will happen for them. Why is that? Because Bizmanenu, first of all, most people are not writing down the things that they borrow. And Stam is another Svar which is brought down here. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down from the Magen Avraham a Svar. He says, V'mokam shenoyigin shestam halvar rishay litzvaya la'altar. He brings down a Magen Avraham. As if the normal thing is, by Stam Halva, you're able to be Teveim La'altar, we don't say that it's for a long time, then you're not even say the Lashon of Halva, because there's no Chashash, the guy's going to come to write down, because it's only when I'm borrowing for a long time that there's a Chashash, not when I'm borrowing for a short time. The Bir Halacha, he says, I am Bir Halacha, Shein Zebor. However, the other Achayim do bring it down, the Achashashim Nemzal Ne Kepshutai. Since Bizmanenu, when you borrow something, the general is that you're not borrowing it for a long time, it's not, then Mimil it's not a problem, we're not Chosh is going to come to write it down, and you're allowed to say, can I borrow? However, I saw that Piskechubas makes a nice point. And he says that, Lachar, if you're going to borrow something from a Gemach, you're going to borrow a Arisa for, if it's chairs and tables like that, so then maybe Yishlein. But certain things, it's very common. You want to borrow a bassinet or something, that it's the derech to borrow it for a few weeks, possibly, and they write it down, then in a Hanami, you should be makbud on this halacha, because then you don't have the heter. The heter, you don't have the heter that the you're allowed to reshal it for the altar, because that's not the derech. And also, the derech of a gemach is that they write things down. Usually they ask you for a check also. You're allowed to give something b'shas atchak if it's Shabbos. You shouldn't say, I'm giving you a mashkin, but you could give something. You could put down your watch or something and tell them, you don't have to worry about getting it back. Here's my watch. Whatever, you have my watch, something like that, that's okay. So when it comes, Lulei de Mistafina Mina, I never really heard people be too makbid on this. Can I borrow? They do say that. Maybe it's Alfi the Aruch HaShulchan says we're not manoeg this manenu. However, it's from a gemach, then one should be careful to say to an eifin which is mutter and not get into the issues of halva and shayla.